I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. So there's this little sporting event that's coming up this weekend. Sunday, more than 100 million people here in the U.S. are expected to watch the Super Bowl. Outside of the U.S., maybe another 40 million people will tune in. But the Olympics, the World Cup, the European Soccer Final, and even the Cricket World Cup are far bigger. Still, American football is growing in popularity overseas. Here's The World's Jason Margolis.
To say that people in Mexico are now getting excited about football, well, that's putting things mildly.
Touchdown! 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 Finally! Finally!
That enthusiasm is welcomed by the NFL. Mark Waller with NFL International says the league has been targeting a few priority markets.
Mexico, Canada, UK, China.
The NFL has been investing in youth football programs overseas and has hosted regular season games in London, Toronto, and Mexico City. But Waller says international football fans are really born on the first Sunday each February.
Tuning in to watch Super Bowl.
The NFL is working with corporate sponsors to host viewing parties in Mexican movie theaters. In China, the game will be broadcast live on Monday morning at Western hotels serving buffets. Waller says NFL International is trying to create a sense of fan community.
It's a lonely job being a fan of a sport that isn't played domestically.
But the biggest challenge for the international fan may be figuring out just what the heck is going on? Check out this British Super Bowl commentary from a few years back.
And he's fallen over. And did they win a point for that? I think they won a point for that.
Okay, that's British comedian Anthony Richardson. But come on, for a second, didn't you think, is this real? His jokes are funny because they're kind of true. Football is ridiculously complex.
There's so many rules. I've been covering the NFL for over 25 years, and I don't know all the rules.
Ivan Perón covers football for Televisa in Mexico. Maybe the casual fan in Mexico, or the U.S. for that matter, doesn't know the difference between a linebacker and a nose tackle. But Perón says Mexicans do know this. Mexico's favorite team made it to the big game again.
Mexico has a big fan base of the Patriots.
And at the center of it all is Tom Brady, appearing in his record-smashing 9th Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's the most popular and also the most hated, you know.
In the UK, it's a similar storyline, says Matthew Sherry, editor of the British magazine Gridiron.
Tom Brady, and he's become that guy now who's a little bit more recognizable even to the non-NFL fan.
He spoke to us from Radio Row at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. Sherry is also writing about the Rams head coach Sean McVay, who at 33 is the youngest head coach in Super Bowl history. In the past few years, the NFL in the U.S. has been grappling with controversies surrounding concussions and brain injuries. And then there's the players kneeling during the national anthem and how those social protests have exploded off the field all the way up to the White House. The NFL has been very worried. Viewership in the U.S. had been falling until it rebounded this year. As viewership dipped in the U.S., though, Matthew Sherry says in the U.K., interest was growing exponentially.
You know, we started the magazine 5 years ago now. It was a shot in the dark for the publishing company. I mean, it's been a huge, huge success. And I think that mirrors the popularity of the sport generally in the UK, I mean.
And in Haiti, they're paying extra close attention this year.
Sony Michel has just scored his first NFL touchdown.
Sony Michel, the Patriots' rookie running back and the son of Haitian immigrants, helped propel the Patriots into the Super Bowl. In November, he wore cleats decorated with the Haitian flag. Marie Guerda Nicolas is a Haitian-American clinical psychologist who splits time between Haiti and Florida.
I'm a huge football fan.
Nicolas says the Super Bowl is always a big deal in Haiti, but whenever a player of Haitian descent like Michel makes it onto the big stage, it shifts the narrative about her native country.
And this is an opportunity for us to educate people about the country, its history, its significance, its impact, and its people.
So I'm guessing most Haitians are rooting for the Patriots then, is that correct?
You know, I think most people are rooting for the Pats. I'm a Giants fan. I can't root for the Pats.
New York Giants fans and New England Patriots fans, they don't get along so well. Even though she just can't root for the Patriots, Nicolas says she will be pulling hard for their running back, Sony Michel, to have a great game on Sunday. For The World...
That's it! It's all over! No, it's not!
Yes, it is. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.